Haines will lose its only taxi service, and a regional energy plan is met with criticism. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Haines is losing its only taxi service as the owners put the business up for sale. Stan and Jackie Majakis are selling the Ms. Lucy Taxi and Courier Service and will halt in-town service on August 11th. Stan said they will continue offering service to the ferry terminal and airport as needed. The couple said they began a taxi service about 3 years ago, but Stan said revenues have plummeted and running the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week business has taken its toll.
For us to have any time together, you know, it's almost impossible, other than sitting together home between calls. Also, the other issue is that it's just not paying for itself. I'm just barely threading water. And the third issue is that there's other forces that seem to fight against me trying to stay afloat.
Stan said he will still offer tours of Haines, but he said it's been a struggle to keep profits up in the taxi business. He said people have reduced their spending while the price of fuel has gone up. He also said it's hard to capitalize on business from visitors because the borough offers a shuttle service on cruise ship days. He said the free shuttle during the Southeast Alaska State Fair also takes customers away from him.
The borough, for one thing, you know, like they give out the free shuttle for the fair and for the beer fest and other things there that, you know, that I could kind of reap a little benefit from.
The caravan also operates in Haines, offering transportation for seniors. Stan said there are still several locals that use the taxi service, especially during the snowy winters.
Well, a lot of people didn't want to drive, during the wintertime. Or they were snowed in. They didn't have time to shovel themselves out to get to work. So everything wasn't too bad until December. But come January, all of a sudden, everything just started sliding down. And as of this point, my income over last year, I'm down 55% to 60%. Over what I generated last year.
Stan said there's still a need for taxi service in Haines, and it could be a viable business for someone with the time and energy to make it work. Majakis said he's asking about $25,000 for the established business and phone number associated with the taxi service, although a buyer would have to supply their own vehicle and insurance. The Alaska Energy Authority this summer is releasing the final version of a $1 million plan for energy in Southeast. A contracting company drafted the planning document with input from a 22-member working group. However, recommendations in the plan met with criticism and opposition this year. Joe Vicknicki reports.
The Southeast Alaska Integrated Resource Plan aims to show what energy resources can be developed to meet electricity and heating needs for Southeast's homes, offices, and businesses. The plan says the region is at a historic crossroad for energy generation. It recommends a mix of preferred projects in energy conservation, as well as wood pellet and biomass heating. Jim Strandberg is AEA's project manager for the plan.
The key aspect of this is that we did view the heating energy requirements for the region, as well as the electrical energy, and to somewhat of a lesser extent, but it is still there, the transportation, the potential use of the electric vehicles. And I do feel that a coordinated treatment of those three parts are one of the real strengths of this plan.
The document notes a gap between larger communities with available cheap hydroelectric power and those communities in the region forced to run costly diesel generators. It calls recent conversions to electrical space heating the Achilles heel of the existing hydro system, with recommendations for more hydro storage projects. The consultants, engineering and construction company Black & Veatch, found that a region-wide transmission system does not make sense to build at this time, including a connection across the border into Canada. Members of the plan's advisory working group and members of the public faulted the draft plan during a public comment period this spring. Some called the document fatally flawed because they said it did not anticipate new development or make room for future growth in the region. Many in the region say that the state and private companies can fund and build more hydro plants and transmission lines to keep up with increasing demand. Others wanted to see more focus on existing clean technology like heat pumps or pursuit of wind, geothermal, and tidal projects. Working group member Robert Venables of Haines says the planning document is not the final word and the planning process is not done.
And that's where some people, I think, really kind of mischaracterized or misunderstood, you know, including myself. Many of us really thought that this was going to be the answer moving forward. And I think it really opened our eyes up to the work that has yet to be done in order so we can really better identify the next projects and where we need to focus our attentions and efforts to better plan for our energy security and needs going forward.
The document recommends a two-phased approach. The first 5 years would see pursuit of several projects, namely transmission line connections to Cake and Metlakatla, and new or expanded hydro in Sitka, Angoon, Heidelberg, and Hoonah. Phase 1 recommendations would also mean energy-saving measures to slow the growing demand for hydropower and speed conversions to biomass heating. The second phase would mean more planning to identify new hydro and other renewable projects to pursue. Venables, who's the energy coordinator for Southeast Conference, emphasizes that additional work that needs to happen.
There's a couple key findings within the report that we really need to encourage AEA and the stakeholders of the region to continue to work on so we can better understand not only the loads that are on the horizon, but the resources that best meet those loads.
Venables calls the AEA's outreach in drafting the plan comprehensive, and he praises the input collected from Southeast communities as well as diverse viewpoints of the advisory working group. The completed document is comprised of three sections, a revised executive summary, detailed analysis of public comment, and a section that corrects mistakes in the draft plan.
I don't think it's worth the paper it's printed on.
That's Republican State Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka. He's co-chairman of the Senate's Finance Committee and drafts the Senate's version of the state's capital budget.
My concern is it pushes the Southeast in the wrong direction, and that is to back up energy source of pellets. And our energy source needs to be hydro, backed up by LNG. And if we were to take that same solution to Fairbanks for their energy needs, they would throw it in the shredder. And if we took it to Anchorage, and the Anchorage colleagues I have in Juneau, when I bring it up to them, they just laugh.
Stedman recommends putting the plan on the shelf and building more hydro projects. He's expecting the next viable state appropriation could fund the raising of the dam at Swan Lake near Ketchikan. That move would increase available wintertime hydropower for Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg. Other potential energy sources identified in the planning document cost tens or hundreds of millions of dollars. The AEA's Strandberg says a similar plan completed for the rail belt has been used to secure appropriations for power and transmission infrastructure.
We are building on that now with a more detailed transmission plan for the rail belt as we speak. And so that document is being used. That our sincere hope is that the Southeast IRP, you know, for all of its commenters and different viewpoints on it, but there are some really valuable things in that plan that can be used and would greatly benefit the region.
Strandberg notes considerable public comment about potential transmission line connections outside of Southeast Alaska, and he says the authority continues to work on that possibility. The AEA hopes to post a completed plan on its website sometime in August. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.
Do you miss the fair already? As you probably know, the Southeast Alaska State Fair took place over the weekend with thousands of visitors and fairly decent weather. We recorded a few sounds from there just to give you a little reminder of summer as the rain returns to the area. The first clip is Becky Nash. She won $6,700 in the 50-50 raffle that sold 134 tickets. Becky bought one ticket at the fair, and on Sunday she received a text message from a friend telling her she had won. The other $6,700 goes to the Southeast Alaska State Fair.
And I told Mary when I bought it, this will win. Well, I'm savoring it at the moment. I was kind of tickled that one of my grandsons, as soon as he heard that I'd won, he suggested a couple of projects I could contribute to.
Hi. Renee Hoffman, and I just made a batch of kettle corn. It's yummy, it's sweet, it's salty. It's nice and hot on a cold day. It's very fun to make. And I get to listen to music at the fair while I'm doing it. That, no better job, really. Your hand at the fishing pond. Everybody step back. She's got a fishing technique like no other. Stand clear. The fishing pole is about to commence. Good job. Excellent technique. First try. Let's see. I think you might get a big one. Pull. Woo! She's got a fish necklace, everybody.
For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friednauer. Thanks to Joe Vicnicki and John Hagen for their help with this report. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.